Chronicles. Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Fat Girl Chronicles. This is your host, Vicky, the professor of food, professor of pork, professor of extra sauce on the side.
All right.
Yes, that's it.
right now.
I have with me a couple of special guest hosts.
Sure.
Yes. You remember Jasmine? Jasmine's back. Jasmine, say hi.
I'm back with opinions.
As always. And that other nice laugh you heard is Evelyn.
Hi.
Evelyn, say hi.
Hello, hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are on location. Another episode of On Location. This is also a season 2 finale.
Oh, okay.
We get to make it to the finale.
Season 2 finale.
Okay.
Yes.
Special us. All right.
Very special. So we'll be taking off most of December. We'll be back in the new year for season 3.
Well,
because I realized we were running straight from June. I was like, there needs to be a break. So
need a break.
I need a break.
So you can eat new foods. So you can talk about those.
Yes,
things.
We're gonna do more on locations.
Make sure you take us with us.
Stop by various restaurants as well. Talk to some of the owners. Partner with them. Everything like that. So stay tuned for season 3. It should be fun.
To be epic.
Yes. So today we're on location at IKEA.
IKEA.
The land of meatballs, essentially.
I mean, there's other things, but like, you're not getting them. You'll be sad if you do. You'll be like, oh, I should have gotten meatballs.
Okay, so the IKEA founder, which, okay, let me say this now. I'm going to murder all these names as I give you some history and information about IKEA and its food. So prepare for me to destroy the Swedish name.
I'm glad I'm not eating or drinking anything, so go.
So IKEA founder Ingvar?
Sure.
Kamprad?
Yeah. Sounds like a
sure.
Master plan in 1958 was to open the cafes in stores. He figures the best way to sell a sofa is to feed the people.
All right, it's working.
Yeah, so as people sit and talk and eat, they also plan for what they're going to buy.
Right? You're buying your sofa.
I am going to buy a sofa.
Right, because he said when you feed the customers, they stay longer, they can talk about their potential purchases, and they make a decision without leaving the store, which is very smart, right?
That is smart. Especially where they're usually built. Like, where else would you go here?
So it's like 650 million hungry furniture shoppers are spending almost $2 billion a year in IKEA's food court.
Just food?
Yes. Jesus. Just the food that's very, very, very cheap.
That's
right?
When the food's good, I don't know if it's $2 billion good. Now I'm a little...
No, but then like if you have that many customers and IKEA's
so,
pretty much all
volume.
Over the place, yeah.
Because
The food is affordable.
Okay, so the menu. Isn't as authentic as you thought. Spoiler alert, the Swedish meatballs, otherwise known as kottbullar, aren't actually Swedish.
Oh no, I've been lied to.
In April 2018, Sweden's official Twitter account explained that it was the country's secret. Swedish meatballs are actually based on a recipe by King Charles the 12th, brought home from Turkey in the early 18th century. So actually it's from Turkey, so they're turkey meatballs.
Make some...
Well, still, I'm not going to stop buying them because they're
so
good.
No, but
they
do seem less... They seem less now.
Yeah.
It has not changed my opinion.
Oh, no, I'm still going
to
eat them.
I know, various fans wanted to know, like, well, at least, are the lingonberries Swedish? They don't grow exclusively in Sweden.
No, Jesus. I'm gonna flip this table.
What's
but lingonberry accompanying the Swedish meatballs is very much Swedish, okay?
The company is, but
the
berries. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so eating the meatballs.
You're breaking my heart.
I'm sorry. To do it right, you need to order your plate with extra gravy. and a lingonberry jam. Cut the meatball in half, then dip it in the mashed potatoes, followed by the jam.
Oh, I do that.
Yeah. You're not supposed to just pop them in your mouth.
Well, no, I mix it. But not.
But wait, the authentic experience through dessert is, was that the little cake? The diam cake?
The pink one?
The pink one.
I like those.
With
I like
black
those quite
coffee.
A bit. I'm not doing the coffee.
You're not doing the coffee. Apparently, with the meatballs, the lingonberry jam brings out the nutmeg flavor in the meatballs.
I just dig the lingonberry. I put
it
back on
everything.
Yeah, I just
like the sweetness of them.
Like I can do that.
But sure, nutmeg.
I didn't get that.
I didn't get that.
Did you taste
that?
It?
But I also was very hungry, so I kind of housed them.
But I've never tasted
that. That's something to keep in mind next time.
I guess next time when we pay attention.
Oh, wait. Is this like the Swedish website saying for nutmeg? Or is IKEA saying look for the nutmeg flavor?
IKEA. So
I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, I'll look next time. You're correct, but I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, IKEA's like Sweden's like.
I don't know if I believe anything IKEA says anymore.
Well, it wasn't IKEA who said it was Swedish meatballs. They were just selling Swedish meatballs.
No, but IKEA isn't this.
It's a Swedish thing, but the Swedish meatballs came back from the 18th century. So they lied from the beginning. Before IKEA was even invented in 1958.
I guess when you put it that way.
IKEA knew the lie.
I feel like everyone in Sweden knew the lie. They just needed something to be famous for.
Oh, that's so funny.
Okay, what the heck is lingonberry? Lingonberry jam isn't a one-hit wonder that's only used with meatballs. It's used on many dishes, from the potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage rolls, and black pudding.
No.
I
know.
Never have black pudding, so I don't know.
I don't like blood flavor.
Oh, God. No,
I don't like
I know
that
what you're
iron.
Talking about. Never mind.
I try it all the time, and I never like it.
Nah.
But overall, lingonberry is not usually used on bread. So, put on everything else but straight bread.
I won't even lie. I totally toast bread.
I do, too.
I made lingonberry peanut butter sandwiches. Like, if I have a jar, which I'll be getting downstairs in the marketplace.
Alright.
Okay, and the last little bit for info on IKEA food. Standalone restaurants might happen.
Really?
Yeah. Would you go to IKEA just to eat? We go to IKEA just to eat all the time.
Yeah, we do that all the time.
all the time.
I would not use the turnpike to get to it. That does seem...
Yeah.
I like it.
So IKEA tested several standalone pop-up restaurants, in 2017.
Not here.
Major cities where a traditional store would not otherwise be possible.
Maybe we won't get them then because we have a big store. There's one in Brooklyn. There's one here. Although
We have two here.
That's right. There's one in up north.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
We have too many.
We have too many too close.
But there's so many people here. I feel like the people deserve.
Well, they could definitely put one in South Jersey. So you don't have to go across the bridge to Philly. So as of 2018, IKEA has made no decisions on the standalone restaurants actually happening.
I know. So what happened to the pop-up ones?
Well, they pop up and then they close.
Okay.
And I think the problem with the pop-up though is that like everyone will go because it's a weird new thing. Like I think it's hard to base if it would work on a pop-up. I think you need to just like try it. Like
oh,
pick
for sure.
A place and just do
I
it.
Would definitely go to a pop-up one so I don't have to weave all through everything.
The furniture.
And then weave through downstairs.
Yeah, because the marketplace is where they take all your money. Because it's the little things.
I was going to say,
these new cups? What? Are these pretty napkins? Yes. And then,
let me buy these straws.
Yeah, look at this. It's a plant that's dead already. I can just Windex it to keep it alive.
$40 later.
Yup.
What happened?
Yep. I just stocked up on batteries that I don't think I need, but it's Christmas.
Right, but it was the year you were like, yeah,
$2.99 for 10.
Why not?
Not bad.
Yeah, and it's Christmas. So you know you're going to need them.
For what?
Lights. I'm planning on lighting everything up at the office.
Oh, for
with
your office?
With the discounted
like
lights I got at Target last year.
What kind of lights?
They're like those LED ones. So you can put them anywhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like what?
Monique don't know yet, but
poor Monique.
She's fine.
As you cackle and you go to harass her.
She'd be fine.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the food.
The food.
What do you guys enjoy?
This cupcake I got, which I've never seen before, was delightful. This lemon meringue pie cupcake.
It was very pretty.
It was very pretty. Like
presentation to it.
Yeah, they definitely like, sheen. I'm sorry, you can't see my blowtorch. That seems a bit excessive. But they blowtorched the meringue. And there was a little lemon filling inside of the cupcake.
That's pretty.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I had a pumpkin pie. The pumpkin pie was nasty.
It does look good, though. It has the right texture.
It looked pretty. It looked amazing. It was nasty.
I want to try it.
Try it.
It's bad.
It is bad.
I don't like pumpkin, so
I very much like pumpkin.
I don't like pumpkin. I actually prefer sweet potato. I know, like, that's like the conversation. It's like sweet potato versus pumpkin pie.
It's like the spices are wrong, right?
Yeah, I don't hate it, but it needs something else with it because it tastes like I feel like it needs to be in something else.
The whipped cream? Did you try that?
No, that won't help it. It feels like it's almost too sweet.
I don't think it's too sweet.
I feel like the pumpkin filling could be like in a pumpkin donut or in a pumpkin. It tastes like a pumpkin custard. It tastes like a custard.
It doesn't really taste like pumpkin.
No, it tastes like the spices.
Yeah, it tastes like the spices.
And I really like nutmeg and allspice, and it really just kind of tastes like that.
That's what it is.
So like, I would happily eat that, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, they mismeasured the spices or something.
I kind of like it actually now that it's like.
Well, you're gonna take it with
that
you.
It doesn't fit in my bento.
Oh my gosh, like really?
That's my portion control, girl. You'll find on the Japanese episode.
Yes.
Portion control.
Okay, what did you have, Evelyn?
We're starting with meatballs. Dessert. Oh, dessert. I had like Swedish apple pie. It was okay. I mean, I wasn't really involved. I feel like it was like dry, as you can tell.
I feel like my dessert won then.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, I ate it because I bought it, but I wasn't like in love.
You're better than me. I'm not eating my pumpkin pie.
Well, I was also hungry, so because I knew we were coming here, so I pretty much starved myself.
You saved room.
So like I had to. It was okay. That's not the best apple pie I've had.
I
don't know
if
Swedish makes it different because it's.
Well, it's like more of a cake. It looks like the.
Yeah,
more of a
it's cake not than like a, your typical. I don't know. It doesn't.
The crust looks different.
Yeah.
It's a heavier crust.
Yeesh.
Yeah, I mean, no. Not impressed. As Patrick loves to say.
Would ice cream have made it better?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so sometimes ice cream is the answer.
If it was warm
and
ice cream,
Sometimes ice cream is
the answer. A lot of times I prefer my apple, whatever, warm anyway.
Yeah.
I don't like it cold. Unless I'm like, you know, it's early in the morning, I'm just eating straight out the fridge.
That's usually just how that's called lunch, dinner, breakfast.
Otherwise.
Open the fridge. Sometimes if I'm feeling really lazy, I will sit with the fridge door open. I'll just bring a glass and a fork.
Maybe don't admit that. Don't.
I'm gonna die alone.
Don't admit that you sit in your fridge.
The fork in my hand in front of my open door.
That's a different level. I have no words for that.
I mean, if it makes you feel better, I've not brought the chair to it. I've thought about it, but I haven't done it.
Oh my gosh! No.
I don't know if the chair would make it better or not. I feel like
I think it makes it worse.
Floor is worse than bringing the chair.
No, because bringing the chair is kind of like you're actually putting a lot of effort into like sitting in front of the fridge.
That's like a different level.
Like if you can bring the chair, you can just walk to the chair with your fridge. You've already done the chair.
You've already done that much. That's
wow.
I don't know.
Out there, if you want to sit in front of the fridge with me, you let me know.
No,
don't let anyone shame you.
Let me know if anybody else sits in front of the fridge. That's what I need to know.
Just sit. Get comfortable.
Sit in front of the fridge.
Get comfortable.
So do you keep the door open?
Yes. Because I don't know what I want to eat. Like, you sit in front of the fridge and you don't know what you want to eat. I just have a fork and there's a lot of leftovers.
And you just eat straight from there?
That's just downright lazy, Jasmine. I'm sorry.
Or something's high up.
I literally said it was lazy.
Can you reach the top?
Laziness.
I usually keep the food in the middle, too. The top is for, like,
drinks?
For condiments.
What's on the door? Condiments are on your door?
More condiments. I have a lot of condiments. Yeah. Which is weird because I'm not a condiment person, but I make a lot of like, those fruit vinegars.
A lot
vinegars.
Of it is like Asian. She has a lot of, you have a
I
lot
do,
of
Yeah,
Asian
I have a lot
stuff.
Of stuff that I use for cooking. Yeah. So like a lot of, it's like chopped onions, vegetables, that kind of stuff. And then the middle is like drinks and food, and the bottom's food as well. And like the drawers are for Blue Apron stuff that comes in that randomly, even when I don't order it, and they have to reimburse me. Blue Apron keeps sending me free food by accident.
Even though you've canceled it.
And canceled it. And I always show them, like I showed them the email. They're like, oh, well, we'll reimburse you and you can keep the food. I'm like, well, I wasn't going to mail it
Why
back.
Why do they still have your cards? I mean, if you've canceled, shouldn't you have removed your card on file?
I think they just keep it. But they keep. I mean, it doesn't happen often. It isn't like every month, but like every 6 months, they'll be like, I'll get something. And it comes to my friend's house, too. It doesn't come to my house.
Yeah.
Because Ed and Tasha's house.
Yeah, I was going to say, it comes to Ed and Tasha's house. That's funny. Mm.
But, I mean, it's free food.
Yeah.
Three meals.
Yeah.
So that goes in the bottom drawers. I'll Random meals.
Random
wow.
meals.
Okay. Oh. So, wait. So, do you not throw your food away after 3 days? Because that is the recommended
no.
time. The FDA recommends that you
FDA
throw away.
FDA
it.
Recommends a lot of
FDA can suck it. I
so you don't throw your food away after
no,
3 days.
Throw anything away
so
until it's time to be thrown away.
Oh my
until
God.
It smells weird.
Wow.
It feels so bad.
Until I feel uncomfortable eating it, which depends on how delicious the food was.
Until mold is on it.
Oh.
Until I remember it's
I
in there.
But no. I would say in general, I go a week.
Yeah, sure. In
a week from when I made it.
Or if I brought it home from wherever and I'm like, oh, this needs to go, and I throw it away.
Yeah, but usually a week.
Okay.
Yeah, but sometimes
3 days, that's a waste of food. But that's just FDA trying to get into your pocket.
I can tell you right now, there's stuff that's definitely been in there longer than a week. It's been pushed to the back.
There's still some Thanksgiving leftovers. I'm probably going to eat them.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh. 3 days.
Three
I also
days.
Got
because the thing is like when I cook I don't cook that much food, so usually by the three days like it's gone because I have enough food to take to lunch the next day and then have dinner when I come back from work, and that's pretty much it. I don't.
Do you cook that way because of the FDA?
Right? I don't want like I mean
Damn
my stomach
man.
With my stomach and everything I tend not to. When I eat food.
I'm That's sorry, listeners. We have strayed. But you've learned a lot about us.
Probably too much.
This is a true learning experience. To bring it, to pivot back to IKEA, I also got the coleslaw, which I did not enjoy. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
Like, I did eat one half a cup.
Is it not flavorful?
Why would you get coleslaw from IKEA, though? Like, seriously.
Because you never know when it's going to be good.
You never know.
Like, KFC coleslaw is the best coleslaw. Why? That chicken place
is... it comes
is,
in a vat.
Yeah, and it's just sweet
it's
and savory.
Never had it.
It's so
never
good.
Never had coleslaw from
it's
KFC.
It's the best coleslaw. Sometimes I go and just get the coleslaw.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I feel good with that.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I just...
I wouldn't imagine.
Plus, who wants to make coleslaw yourself?
Really?
That's right.
Okay,
I don't
continue,
live like
please.
Man. This coleslaw wasn't terrible. It just wasn't what I wanted it to be.
Understandable.
Like, if it showed up on a plate again, I'd be like, let me eat some of it. Like, I wouldn't be like, no, I wouldn't shun it. But I don't need to bring this with me.
What is it that you don't like about it? Like,
I don't know. It's...
I feel like there's no carrots. Right. Isn't it supposed to be carrots in coleslaw?
It doesn't have to have carrots. I don't, you know. I mean, the carrots...
Usually the carrots
add
are for color.
It does add a pretty color to it. I feel like the cut of the cabbage is good.
Yeah,
the amount
looks good.
Of...
Mayo
sauce?
Dressing?
What, I don't like to call it mayo. You know that it frightens
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's like dressing.
Amount of dressing is correct.
Okay, so what's
the flavor?
There's a flavor issue that's off. Maybe it's not quite sweet enough. I like that sweet and sour kind of coleslaw.
Yeah. Maybe it's the same person who made the pumpkin pie.
Could be. Spice is a little off.
Spice is off.
I would try again to see if it was different on a different day.
Hmm.
But yeah, that's the one thing I had on my dish that I was like, meh. And all the carrots, but that's not IKEA's fault. I just don't like
carrots.
Yeah,
you just don't
carrots.
Like fruit and vegetables.
I love fruits and vegetables. I'm the only one that took my vegetables. It had broccoli and cauliflower, and I ate all that.
Oh. I didn't like the coloring, so I said no.
Sometimes I feel like the vegetables overcook.
Yeah. It is mush, but I wanted some vegetables.
So I don't like
that. I prefer mine stuff steamed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Too.
No, that would
like,
be...
No, I'm just going to pass on that.
No, that's my preference. They weren't bad, though. They were seasoned quite well.
Oh, okay.
If they had been steamed, they would have been perfect. The seasoning on the veg was good.
Oh.
Which proves, folks, I'm the only one that got the veg. So, there's
whatever,
that.
Whatever. But we did the classic lingonberry jam, meatballs, and mashed potatoes.
I do miss that they used to have, like, the sliced up potatoes. It was like red potatoes. It was like little potato halves. Mm-hmm. I did prefer that because I feel like sometimes the mash isn't as good. I feel like the mash
all
might be
all you need
be
is
instant.
The gravy on top of it and you...
If you drown it in gravy.
No, yes. I get it. But I really liked the potatoes. Like when they were like the potato potatoes.
The potato potatoes.
Yeah, I don't know.
But this is okay. I mean, I obviously order it and I...
Yeah. I've had the mac and cheese before. It wasn't that great.
Yeah, no. I think I had that too.
Yeah.
It's not terrible. Like, if someone were to buy it for me, I would eat it. But I don't buy it.
I don't think that says much. Because you said the same thing about the coleslaw. Yeah, but like, shut it. But
there's certain things that, like, people buy it. I'm like, no. But this is the thing. I bought mac and cheese. Eat some of it. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, I felt like eating, you know, like, those frozen mac and cheese. That you buy.
Oh, could be. His salad like did look good today, though.
It did look nice.
Had a lot of different veggies on top.
But I had a crap load of salad for lunch.
I also had a salad for lunch. With two slices of pizza.
I didn't have pizza. I didn't have pizza. It was just the spinach salad.
It was a tasty salad, though.
Yeah.
I didn't eat breakfast. So the salad was like breakfast, the pizza was lunch.
I had a waffle.
I had cabbage soup for breakfast.
For breakfast?
Lunch. Breakfast, I had oatmeal.
Yeah.
Oatmeal. You know, I haven't made cabbage rolls in like forever. It's been years.
Years.
I need to make them again. Very much like them.
So what else did we... They have the little traditional cakey thing here with like the pink marzipan top and the cream inside.
Very pretty.
That is my I do enjoy that very, very much.
I'll make sure to post a picture of it on the Instagram so you guys can see what we're talking about.
They used to be yellow, then they made them pink, which made them taste better.
Really?
Cause everyone knows pink tastes better.
Wow.
I'm not sure if that's
exactly
quite true.
Why. How do you explain that?
The pink Starburst is one of my favorites.
Pink Starburst. No one's ever like, I can't believe you took the last yellow Starburst.
That's true.
Oh my god, you ate the last yellow Skittle.
Yeah.
You're my yellow lifesaver.
True. I don't
like any
of those.
But what about red?
Or yellow gummy bears.
Yeah. No one cares. I mean, I love lemons. Like, but like, in the end, like...
I'm picking red.
If there's red and pink...
I'm picking those.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Well, M&M's, if you're eating M&M's, I prefer the yellow.
That's because it doesn't have any flavor to it. It's just
really?
The color.
No. If you're eating peanut M&M's with the different colors, for some reason, I tend to like the yellow one.
Yeah, but
I don't know
those actually don't have any different flavors.
Yeah, it's the same. It's just the same thing.
That's just your weird brain making like
yellow dye number 6, you might like.
You're like, my body really likes that yellow dye. Either way, I think that the pink tastes better because pink.
Yeah.
Wow.
Drinks.
Okay, whatever.
Lingonberry juice, always. I'm about to go get another one, to be honest. It's
very
free refills.
Good.
I just had water. Well, flavored water.
Even though that's what she was supposed to get.
But it's still water. Who
that's
cares?
That's not how it works, Evelyn. You're supposed to get...
The lingonberry juice.
No,
I got
she
water.
Told them water there so she wouldn't have to pay for anything.
Oh my gosh, that is not what happened. I hate when you tell lies.
Is
do
that
not
what
listen
you
to anything
so what
Jasmine
happened?
Say.
What did you
Jasmine
say?
Jasmine lies all the
so
time.
Tell them the truth.
No, because like it's water. It's just
no,
flavored water.
Flavored water is what you're supposed to pay for. It's sparkling flavored water. And everyone knows you. It's the carbonation you're paying for.
It's not carbonated.
That's because they didn't do it right. I tasted it. It also doesn't taste
wow.
like pear.
Wow.
It also doesn't taste like pear.
So not only did I not... pay, but then I didn't do it right. So
you're supposed to get plain ass water. That's what you. That's
it
what you
is
got.
Plain water.
No, you tried to get flavored water.
Oh.
I'm sure that's not. This is what this is about. All right.
Folks,
you need to stop
go
telling
ahead.
Lies.
I want to see votes online. If you say water, does that mean you can get all the fancy water too? Is your ass on tap water?
It's
I know
tap
the
water.
I know
the whatever.
Yeah, I know the answer, but do you?
Whatever. I was drinking water, and like you see, water. Can't you see that? It's water. It's clear. There was nothing.
Yeah,
in
but
there.
You were, didn't you try for something else though?
That it was water.
Pear.
It
she
was
wanted the
water.
Pear water.
It was water, okay?
Oh, but you tried for the pear water. Which one is it?
It's water. This is water.
I know, but what did you try to get?
I don't remember what it was. I don't remember what this is.
It's
water.
Been so long. It's been like 15 minutes. She can't remember what she tried to get.
I got water. Okay. So I got water.
That was a very politician response.
Yeah. I don't recall. Okay, I don't recall. Thank you very much.
I did not
recall. I don't recall.
Thoughts and prayers.
Wait, I'm going to counseling, okay? And I've spoken to my pastor and he told me that I needed to spend time with my family. I need to repent. I need to go to church. I need to do all that nonsense. Isn't that what they normally say? Usually when they get caught in love, yes. It's like, yeah.
I've spoken
to my spiritual
advisor,
and it's like, oh my gosh.
Okay. I want to thank my wife for supporting me.
For drinking water.
For drinking bare water.
Okay. Oh, I think we can wrap that up. We're done.
I have had a friend get the salmon.
Oh.
And she said it wasn't bad.
No.
And they used to have rib nights on Tuesdays. They might still do it. And the ribs here, pretty good.
But it's Tuesday.
So maybe it's not Tuesdays anymore.
Yeah, Jasmine. But they used to.
I haven't had the breakfast. Have you?
We did say one time we were going to come.
You know for a fact I'm not being for breakfast.
You're the worst.
Remember we said one time.
I don't believe in morning. Like, I know it exists. I just don't like it.
I love mornings. I prefer mornings. I hate.
But the ribs are good.
Okay, I guess we'll have to come back on a date if they still have them.
Yeah, but we have to ask.
It's not on the menu.
I haven't seen that. Yeah, it used to be like a thing like, come on, blah, 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 rib night.
You're lying. That's not on the menu, and we don't know anything about that, so whatever. You just make it so
I do know an IKEA scandal, though. Ooh. Like an IKEA food court scandal. So in the Boston IKEA, it used to be that you could get lingonberry flavored soft serve. And it was very good. And then that IKEA got yelled at because you're not supposed to, because they were just making it. Yeah, that they were making it lingonberry soft serve. It was very, very popular, but like all the IKEAs are supposed to have basically like a uniform menu. Mm-hmm. And they were going off.
They were going rogue.
They went rogue, and then they had to bring it all back.
You know, it's in Boston. They always have to be different. They think they're all that.
Yeah. Wow.
It's the truth. They think they're all that. The Snowians think they like the
shit. What people from Boston have you met? I feel like we're meeting different people.
A lot of people from Boston.
Okay. Sorry, Boston people. I didn't realize ever hated you so much.
With a passion.
Wow. I like Providence, Rhode Island.
My aunt went to Wellesley and then Harvard.
Ooh.
So I used to go to Boston all the time.
I used to go to Boston all the time.
Oh. Was that because of...
I feel like you got a personal vendetta.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
I feel like Boston wronged you in a personal way.
Thank you. I'm like,
Which I understand, because I have the same issue with Philadelphia. Philadelphia wronged me in a deep,
okay, we
way.
Are all stopping. We're trying to wrap it up. Okay, so as always, guys, check us out on the social media. Facebook's Fat Girl Chronicles. Twitter at Fat Girl NJ. Instagram is at Fat Girl Chronicles NJ. You always can choose an email at Fat Girl Chronicles Contact at gmail.com. I heard that Google Plus is going away, so.
Really?
Yeah. They're getting rid of it. So, for the people who are in the Google Plus.
All 10 people are going to be so upset.
I know. Come on over to the Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Not Tumblr.
Yeah, not Tumblr. Well, you. Could, because actually I don't post anything inappropriate in terms
food
of food.
Porn?
Well, usually that's... Oh, I wonder if they'll get rid of that hashtag.
They'll probably get rid of that hashtag. You know the bots don't know.
But this not a dirty hashtag. Oh, well. What can you do?
Not Tumblr.
Not Tumblr. Okay, guys. Alright, Jasmine, Evelyn, say bye. I very much appreciate you guys being here today.
Thanks for having us in this IKEA.
Yes.
So hope you guys enjoyed season 2. Let us know what was your favorite episode, what you would like to see in season 3, and all that good thing.
Jasmine, they want to see more me.
They want to see more
God,
Jasmine.
Oh, God, please. No.
Maybe. People really did enjoy Jasmine.
Why?
Because she's fun. Okay, we're gonna.
He lives in Boston.
Okay, I was gonna invite Devlin back for the Japanese episode, but I'm not sure.
That's right. This is special.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Toodles.
And thanks for having us. Yes.
Fat girl. Fat girl chronicles. Fat girl. Fat girl chronicles. Fat girl. Fat girl chronicles. I love food.